Time to tell tales of the unaccountables, of apparitions by night and phantoms and shadows. Time to tell strange stories of fantasy and the supernatural. Theater 1030 presents The Yellow Wallpaper, a strange tale of the supernatural by George Salverson, starring Toby Tarno as Alice, Sylvia Lennick as Jenny, and Paul Kligman as John.
That wallpaper in the upstairs room. It's really very strange. It creeps. It seems to creep around the wall. And the pattern. Very strange. And yellow. I wonder what gave me the feeling there was a woman behind it. John? Where are you, John?
Alice, come and look at the beautiful rose garden.
Coming.
Oh, Stella. Aren't they beautiful? Isn't this the most heavenly place?
Where did you get to?
Oh, I couldn't wait. I simply ran through the house, looking at everything.
Now, Alice, you must conserve your strength.
Oh, Jenny, just because you're John's sister, you don't have to talk as though you, too, were a very important doctor with a very disobedient patient.
I'm sorry, dear.
Perhaps if he weren't a physician, I'd get well faster.
What a strange remark.
Strange? Why? You see, he doesn't believe I'm sick.
But you aren't.
You see, that's what he tells everyone. Temporary nervous depression. When the great physician says so, what is one to do?
Just what he tells you, of course.
Oh, I know. Tonics and phosphates and air and exercise and lots of rest out here in the country. Oh, Jenny, I could work here in this divine estate.
You're not to work. You're not even to think of your stories.
I might sneak in just a little writing when John's in the city. You wouldn't tell, Jenny.
Oh, no, you don't. I most certainly would tell.
So where is my devoted husband all this time?
He went down to the stable to check up on the hired man, I think. The horses, you know.
Precious horses in the carriage. He trusts them to nobody.
Well, he's a doctor, dear. They're important. And he never knows when
he'll be... No, let's not talk about those night calls. I don't want to think of him rushing away from me. I want to think about this lovely place.
Hello.
Oh, there he is now. John? It's so perfect.
Good, darling. I'm sure this was an excellent choice.
Well, it isn't often that mere ordinary people like us have an ancestral hall for the summer.
That's right. It is a colonial mansion.
How romantic. Do you know something? I think it's haunted.
Nonsense.
There she goes with her stories again.
No, I mean it. I'd be very proud to live in a haunted mansion.
Now, Alice.
I'm sure of it. There's something queer about it.
What's so queer about it?
Well, if there isn't, why did we get it so cheaply? Why haven't there been other tenants for so long?
I told you, there was legal trouble between the heirs to the estate.
Oh, dear. That spoils my ghostliness, doesn't it?
I'm afraid so.
I love it anyway. It's like one of those English places you read about. Hedges and walls and gates that lock. And all those separate little houses for the gardeners and people. And those delicious little vine-covered arbors.
You'll be happy here, dear.
Well, if I'm going to be the housekeeper for you lovebirds, I think I'll start dinner.
Do that, Jenny. And Alice and I will have a look around inside. My arm, madame.
Why, thank you, doctor. I am going to be much better here, John. I know it.
And this is our room.
This room?
Don't you like it?
I don't know.
Then look at the size of it. Large and airy. That's the advantage of the top floor. All one big room with windows looking in all directions. And most important, plenty of air and sunshine.
I suppose so. I wonder what it was.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, was it a nursery, perhaps? A playground? A kind of gymnasium.
Why do you say that?
Well, the bars on the windows. That must have been for little children. And there are rings and things on the walls.
Well, you're probably right.
And the wallpaper. Oh, John, just look at it.
What about the wallpaper?
That incredible pattern.
Yes, I have seen better.
It's calculated by some mad artist to force the eye to follow it. Where did it go? Nowhere but into mad confusion.
The room may have drawbacks, but the advantages outweigh them, dear.
But there's no furniture.
Funny, that great roof of a bedstead.
I'm having some things moved in from downstairs.
As if the pattern on the paper isn't bad enough to... You've torn it off in places.
Who has?
Look, there, around the bed. And down there in the corner. Children, I suppose. If this was a playroom of some kind.
Well, I dare say it was.
The bed's all scratched. And least as though it had been through the wars.
Well, when it's made up, you won't notice that.
They must have been boys. And really rambunctious boys. Do you suppose our baby will grow up to be so rough?
Oh, he better not. Alice, every other way the room is ideal. It's the reason I took the house. You can rest here with the sun from all sides and the air blowing through.
I suppose you're right. What color would you say that is?
What color would I say what is?
The wallpaper.
Yellow, of course.
The strangest yellow. It makes me think of all the yellow things I ever saw. The beautiful ones, like buttercups, but old, foul, bad yellow things.
Now, it's not as bad as that. Come on. Let's see if Jenny has the food ready.
All right. Well, I can see it was a nice, safe place for those boys to play. But they must have hated the wallpaper even more than I do.
You silly goose.
What? What is it? Wake up. Oh, let me wake up. Creeping. She's creeping. No, not dreaming. Oh, can't I wake up? Keep away. Wait, what? Oh, let me wake up. I want to wake up. Wait, wait, what? Alice. Alice, was that you? Where's John?
He had to stay overnight in the city.
What is this, darling? You screamed so loudly. Really? Did I scream?
Somebody did.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, put the lamp down and hold me a moment, Jenny.
Well, darling.
What is it?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was one of those dreams. You know... When something's coming at you, and you know you're dreaming, and you want to wake up, and it keeps coming, and you can't wake up.
Oh, I know. Simply awful.
I'm sorry. I feel so silly.
It happens to everybody.
It was all about a woman.
A dream?
Yes. She was going round and round the room. I wondered what she was doing.
Yes?
And I realized she was creeping. Searching. Like an animal in a cage.
Alice. Really?
Oh, I know. Then she saw me. That's when I wanted to wake up and I couldn't. She saw me. And she came creeping towards the bed.
How awful.
I knew she was going to use me somehow. She was going to take my body and pretend she was me and escape. And I started to scream.
You certainly did. You'd better not think about it anymore. I'll get you some hot chocolate.
You're so good to me, Jenny. Taking care of baby and me, too. I'll be so glad when John says I'm strong enough to look after things for myself again.
That won't be long.
Jenny, do you think John would agree to repapering the room?
What made you think of that? I'll get the hot drink, and then you go back to sleep, and no more nightmares.
New wallpaper, dear?
Yes. Beautiful roses flashing all over the wall.
Dear, now we must be sensible.
All right. Sensible wallpaper, then.
But, Alice, we have the place only for the summer.
But that yellow wallpaper...
I can't go along with such a foolish expense. And even more important, I don't want a thing like this to get the better of you.
But it's not a question of it's getting the better of me. I just don't like that wallpaper.
Oh, darling, listen. I've told you nothing could be worse for a nervous patient than to give way to such fancies.
Oh, John, not even sensible wallpaper. All right.
You know, the place is doing you good.
I know. And in a way, I'm growing quite fond of this room.
And why wouldn't you? Just look out that window. Hard to beat a view like that, with the bay and the little private wharf and the flower gardens.
I wish we could afford to own a place like this.
Yes. It's so lovely. Imagine a beautiful estate like this going to waste because of some silly old legal tangle. What could cause such a thing?
Well, I don't know. Something caused trouble about the will.
It's rather fascinating. That beautiful shaded lane running down to the water. And all those paths and arbors. You can almost imagine people walking through all of them.
Alice, I don't want you to give way to fancy.
I wasn't giving way to fancy, dear. I was only calling.
With your imaginative power and your habit of story-making, your profession, a nervous weakness like yours could lead to all sorts of excited fancies.
But, darling...
You must use your will and good sense to check the tendency.
Darling, I wish you'd stop talking that way. You're making me nervous.
Well, it's for your own good.
It wouldn't matter if you weren't such an authoritative medical man. So impressive. But you frighten me when you say things like that.
I'm sorry. That wasn't what I meant to do. Of course, it's not as serious as I must have sounded. Forgive me.
Of course. Sweet.
Dear.
I do love this room. Except that horrible wallpaper. It's really very strange to lie here in this heavy old boot of a bedstead, under the barred windows, looking at that wallpaper. It looks as if it knows what a vicious influence it has. Oh, there's a spot where the pattern longs like a broken neck, and two bulbous eyes stare at you upside down. Up and down and sideways they crawl, and those absurd eyes are everywhere. Over there, two bits of paper don't match. The eyes go all up and down the line, one a little higher than the other. I never saw such an expression on...
It's only me, darling.
Oh, you startled me, John.
I'm sorry, dear. Oh, my.
Oh, you poor darling. You're so tired. Come to bed.
No, I've been at the hospital all night. There was a bad fire this evening.
Oh, how horrible.
I'll just lie here for a moment. And how are you?
Oh, I've been resting, lying here so much of the time. John, will I ever get over this awful listlessness?
Of course. Good for you to rest.
Poor dear. Now you're the one who must rest.
Well, I'll be all right in a moment.
John, that wallpaper, it keeps me awake.
Awake? I'll give you a sedative.
Oh, no. Lie still. You know how you keep seeing new things in queer patterns? Everybody does it.
I suppose so.
I remember when I was a little girl, what a kindly wink the knobs of our big old bureau had. It was like a friend.
That's so.
Yes. John, this wallpaper, sometimes it looks as if it had another pattern underneath, in a different shade, a very irritating shade of yellow. You can only see it in certain lights. I almost imagine the pattern underneath is some sort of figure, as if something were trapped behind that horrible and silly outer design. John, I had that dream again the other night about the creeping woman who wanted to escape from this room and who meant to enter into me somehow and get away. Do you think this room could be haunted? John? Poor darling. I got the courage to say a thing like that to you and you don't hear a word. Perhaps it's just a thing.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye, Mother darling. Goodbye, Nellie.
I'll be with you folks in a moment. Goodbye, Alice. I'll go on to the hospital after I take your mother and sister home.
It was nice to see them again.
I hope it didn't tire you too much.
Oh, no, no.
After all, Jenny sees to everything now.
Good. Bye, dear.
Bye.
Bye, Jenny.
Bye. Well, that was a nice little visit.
You tired me all the same, Jenny.
Oh, you'd better rest, dear.
John says if I don't pick up faster, he'll send me to Weir Mitchell in the fall.
I know Dr. Mitchell. He's very nice.
No. I had a friend who went to him once. He said he was just like John, only more so.
Is there anything wrong with that?
I suppose not. It's such an undertaking to go so far.
Far? It's not far, Alice. Not from your house in the city.
Jenny, I don't feel it's worthwhile doing anything.
Oh, now you're just tired. Lie down and rest.
Look at me. I cry over nothing. Oh, don't tell John I've been doing that, Jenny, will you?
No, I won't. Why don't you lie down?
No. I think I'll walk a little in the garden. Or down that lovely lane. Or sit on the porch under the roses.
Do whatever you like, dear.
No. I think I'll go to my room.
All right, dear.
You know, I'm becoming very fond of that room.
Have a good rest, then. I'll get the tea things tidied away.
It dwells in my mind so, creeping around the walls. It dwells in my mind without effort. As if they were someone else's thoughts. I lie here on this great immovable bed. Why do you believe it's nailed down? And follow that crazy pattern by the hour. Follow it. Follow it.
Follow it. It's as good as gymnastics, I assure you.
Gymnastics?
Yes, I'll show you. We'll start at the bottom.
Where?
Down there. There. There in the corner where it hasn't been touched.
Oh. Oh, the children must have hated it.
Because it's torn off in those places? Never mind that. I'll show you.
What? What will you show me?
How to follow it. Follow it. Follow it. Follow it. Follow it with some sort of conclusion.
Oh, but you can't. It doesn't go anywhere.
Never mind. Follow it. Follow it. Look. Here, the limestone. Along the wall. Along here. Look. And follow it. Follow it. Oh, there you go, you terrible sprawling outlines, running off in all directions. You're like a lot of wallowing seaweed in full chase.
Oh, it all makes me so tired. I'll let me sleep.
No. Follow it. Follow it.
I can't follow it. It goes nowhere.
Once more. Follow it once more. Try it from the other corner. This time I think you can follow it.
John. John, dear, I must talk to you.
No, Alice, not tonight. I'm going to turn out the lights. We both need our sleep.
Oh, I know. It's all doing me so much good. And I'm simply overflowing with cod liver oil and tonics and ale and wine and rare meat and heaven knows what.
Of course it's doing you good. The country air, the food. You've got some weight on you. The color in your cheeks.
Oh, John, please listen to me. I do wish you'd let me go and make a visit to Cousin Henry and Julia.
Now, and undo all our good work just when we're beginning to get somewhere.
Oh, please, John, if I could only make you understand.
It's a good sign, my dear. You're getting restless. The patient improves. Don't think any more about it. Now, off to sleep with you. Good night.
Good night, John. I suppose it is better.
Hmm?
If we weren't in this room, then the baby would be. Poor child. The poor impressionable little thing. I can stand it so much better. John? Sleep. Oh, why don't you take me away from here?
Don't tell him.
Oh, no, I won't tell him.
There are things in that paper nobody knows but you.
What things?
See, behind the pattern, the dim shapes get clearer every day. See it? Like a woman stooping and creeping around behind the pattern.
Oh, why does it creep so slowly?
It always creeps slowly by moonlight. See, the paper is moving.
Oh, no, it can't be moving.
Get out of the bed. Go and look.
But John,
he's asleep. Now, creep over to it. There, right there. The woman behind is shaking the pattern. Put your hand on it. Feel it, right there. Feel it.
Alice? What are you doing?
It's all right, dear.
What are you doing out of bed?
I wanted to look out of the window.
Out of the window? Why?
I thought I heard a sound.
Did you?
No.
I was dreaming.
I'm sorry I woke you.
That's all right. I don't want you going around in your bare feet.
I didn't think. Good night, darling.
Night.
No. I really wouldn't want the baby to be in this room.
Jenny?
What?
Who is it? What are you doing, Jenny?
Oh, Alice, you startled me. I didn't hear you come in.
I'm sorry. It startled me, too, seeing you there.
So?
It seems such an odd thing. Standing like that with your hand on my wallpaper.
Look, it stains my hand.
Oh?
It stains everything it touches. There are yellow stains on all your clothes, Alice.
Really?
I do wish you'd be more careful.
I will. Much more careful.
Well, I suppose it doesn't matter. This is the last day.
That's right. The last day.
Would you like to come downstairs and keep me company while I finish the packing?
No. John would want me to lie down and rest.
Well, then, I'll let you sleep till he comes.
Yes. Let me know when John comes.
Alice, are you sure you wouldn't rather come downstairs?
Oh, no, Jenny. You wouldn't want me to make John angry. No. I'll stay here.
All right.
Now. The key. A safe place for the key. There. It fell under the plantain leaf. Perfect. Now, you have to get that woman out from behind the wallpaper. God's move. The woman behind shakes it. Sometimes she crawls around fast, but her pulling shakes it all over. Sometimes she just takes hold of the bars and shakes them hard. She's trying to climb through, but nobody could climb through that pattern. It strangles so. That's why it has so many heads. There were other women who tried to get through, and the pattern strangled them off and turned them upside down, and that's why the staring eyes are so white. I must get that woman out of there.
Do you know something?
What?
That woman does get up in the daytime.
No.
Yes. I can see her from every one of my windows.
I don't believe it.
Then look down there. See? She's in the long, shaded lane.
But is that the same woman?
Of course it is. She's always creeping. And most women don't creep by daylight.
No? I suppose not.
Look. She's creeping on that long road under the trees. And there's a carriage coming. She's hiding under the blackberry vines.
I don't blame her a bit. It must be very humiliating to be caught creeping by daylight.
Oh, it is. I always lock the door when I creep by daylight. I can't do it at night. John would suspect something at once. Oh, you better hurry. You haven't much time. That's right. I don't want anybody to interrupt me until John comes. I want to astonish him.
How? What's that rope for?
I hid that where even Jenny didn't find it. If that woman does get out and tries to get away, I can tie her. But you have to begin with the top of the pattern. You can't breach it. All right, let's push the bed over.
Oh! Ben, will not move. Oh. Oh, you got so angry you bit a piece of the corner.
That just hurt your teeth.
Pull off the paper. You can reach. Oh, it sticks so horribly. The pattern just enjoys it. All those strangled heads and bulbous eyes and waddling fungus growths.
I have an idea. Why don't you jump out the window?
Oh, no.
I don't like to look at all those creeping women. I wonder if they all come out of that wallpaper, as I did. I suppose I shall have to get behind the paper when it comes night. And that is hard. It's so pleasant to be out in this great room and creep around as I please.
I won't go outside. Even if Jenny asks me to. Outside, everything is green instead of yellow.
And here, I can creep smoothly on the floor. And my shoulder just fits in that long, smooth round the wall. So I cannot lose my way. I cannot lose my...
Alice!
Why, it's John.
Alice, will you please open the door?
How he does call.
Alice! Will you hurry?
John? John, dear? The key is down by the front steps, under a plantain leaf.
Darling, please open the door.
I can't. The key is under the plantain leaf. Oh, that's better. He's gone for it. And now I can go on, around and around. Oh, my. Didn't he do that quickly? There he is inside the door.
For heaven's sake, Alice, what are you doing?
I got out at last. I pulled off the paper so you can't put me back.
Alice!
Oh, isn't that strange? Why should that man have fainted? But he has. Right across my path by the wall. So that I have to creep over him every time.
Theater 1030 has presented The Yellow Wallpaper, a strange tale of the supernatural by George Salverson, starring Toby Tarno as Alice, Sylvia Lennick as Jenny, and Paul Kligman as John. Sound effects were by Alex Sheridan. Technical operation, Ian Jacobson. This is Bill Lorne speaking.